From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Hey, thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect every weekday afternoon at 1 o'clock. We've been talking about, for the last couple of weeks, since August got underway, our featured ministry of the month is Lighthouse Christian Radio in Belize. And Clive Welsh, actually, he was going to be in studio with us this Friday. I just got word that he'll be with us via phone, didn't make it into Albuquerque. Regardless, we're going to have great information from Clive about the ministry and what they're doing and what the plans are for Lighthouse Christian Radio in Belize. But obviously throughout the month, encouraging you to consider supporting their efforts. They need support for the staff, equipment repair and update, and resources for outreach they're doing. We'll get more specifics about those outreaches when Clive's on with us on Friday. But in the meantime, you can go to klyt.fm, click on the banner at the top of the page, and find out more about Lighthouse Christian Radio in Belize. The other thing we wanted to mention to you, so many of us have seen the headlines and videos, and there's plenty of bad news, but now added to that, we see the fires in Hawaii, and I hope I pronounced this right, Lahaina fire victims, but we're talking about Maui. Listen, dozens of people have died due to the fires, and hundreds have lost everything. Samaritan's Purse they're dialed into relief efforts all over the globe, and this is no exception. I was reading this morning on their website, their DC-8 aircraft left Greensboro, North Carolina for Maui, Hawaii, this morning, actually, with 17 tons of relief supplies aboard, including solar lights, hygiene kits, tools and equipment that help to sift through the ashes to recover valuables and treasure mementos for devastated homeowners. There's much more to the story found at SamaritansPurse.org. We encourage you to go there and also consider support for what they're doing, their relief efforts in Hawaii. SamaritansPurse.org. All right. With that said, I want to welcome our first guest into studio with us. Jennifer Bryant is here from NourishNutritionCounseling.com. Go to the website, and we'll talk a little bit about that later in our discussion. But we welcome dietitian Jennifer Bryant into studio. Welcome back.
Hey, Steve. Thanks. It's been a couple months.
It has.
I'm glad to be back.
And we'll probably mention it a couple of times during today's show. But you have another event on the calendar. I'm hoping many of our listeners have taken advantage of the free workshop provided by Nourish Nutrition Counseling and Rise and Abide Wellness. That's Gina Cordova, who, God willing, will join us next time. But you've got another event on the calendar.
We do. Yeah, this is actually, I don't know how many we've done now. It's been quite a few, but maybe the sixth or seventh one.
Nice. Are you seeing a lot of the same faces?
No, actually, we've had some different faces, which has been wonderful. We have actually played with the timing too, and we found that Saturday mornings are really the best for mm-hmm. most people. So we're bringing it back to Saturday. That might be why we haven't had some of the same people, because we've had it on different days and things. So yeah, we're going to do Saturday, September 23rd, starting at 9 a.m. And we're really looking forward to it.
That is the Wellness in the Word workshop, and that is exclusively for the ladies.
It is, yes, for the ladies.
In a nutshell, what do the ladies experience at one of these workshops?
Yeah, good question. So Gina and I both, our hearts are to bring health and wellness back to what the Bible actually says about it. So our goal with all of these workshops is to motivate and encourage ladies to truly take care of their bodies, which is something that I don't think our health culture really promotes necessarily. So we're bringing it back to, how do we move in ways that are fun? How do we eat in ways that are fun? And then applying some of those biblical principles to what we're doing.
Okay, now that's going to be happening again September 23rd, a little more than, it's probably about 5 weeks away, Wellness in the Word Workshop, and it's happening at Center City Church at 423 4th Street in Albuquerque, and starts at 9 a.m. that Saturday morning. And I know you don't have it posted on the websites yet.
But
soon to be posted at nourishnutritioncounseling.com. And riseandabidewellness.com. It's a free event.
It is. Yeah.
You'll be able to register at those websites. And I know I've asked this before. If someone somehow doesn't get to the registration, do you encourage them just to show up?
Yes, definitely. You know, registration is really just so Gina and I kind of know how many people to expect and what to set up for. But absolutely. And, you know, if anybody's interested and they just want to be added to my email list where they can make sure they know when registration's right. open, they can contact me through my website also.
Okay. So, does that, when they get the email, or to you.
Yeah.
Do they get the newsletter then?
No. Actually, I mean, if they just want to contact me through my website and say, hey, I'm interested in the workshops, then I'll just put you on the list to let you know about the workshop.
All right.
Yeah.
And again, that's nourishnutritioncounseling.com.
Yeah.
So it's been a little while. Yeah, I think we've had you in here post-pandemic, but I don't know why it kind of struck a chord with me this morning. Just kind of curious, because you know you talk to a lot of people, you counsel a lot of people as a dietitian, and during the pandemic, did you see just what was happening? Whether everyone was being told to stay home, mm-hmm. or any part of or depression, or mm-hmm. any of the things that happened during. The pandemic really have an effect on the people you were connecting with as far as nutrition.
Yeah, I think there's a couple main things, and probably a lot of our listeners can identify with these things. Number one, we saw less activity during those times, right? Because, you know, for at least a couple months there, all the gyms were closed. Everything was closed. Maybe we were even afraid to just go outside for a walk. So we really saw an increase, and especially in kids, of just sitting more. So that's not necessarily nutrition related, but it's health related, right?
Right.
And then the other thing, you kind of mentioned it, not necessarily depression, but more of an underlying stress, right? There was this underlying, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know how long this is going to last. We don't know how bad this thing is, you know? And so there was this sort of unknown, this sort of fear of what might be coming up, or this fear of maybe contracting the virus, right? And so obviously our mental health plays a big role mm-hmm. in our physical health too. And so what we see when we experience increased stress is we have an increased stress hormone response, and that actually causes some differences in food preferences. So for example, we start craving carbohydrates and sugar more. And also we were home, right? So we weren't moving. We were craving more carbs and sugar. And so we had access to, you know, food because we're home all day. And so we did see an increase in people eating more. Conversely, I saw an increase in people being concerned about their overall health, and then maybe flipping that to where they were trying to be really conscious of making making some better health decisions. But what ended up happening then is we became more polarized. So there were some people that were eating more than they're used to, snacking more than they're used to, eating more carbs or sugar than they're used to. And then there was this other group of people that were really concerned and trying to control more of their habits.
You lost the middle class bourgeoisie eaters.
Yeah. Which, you know, I talk about a lot with clients, like nobody lives happily in the all or nothing. We really don't. So we need to kind of find that balance again mm-hmm. and figure out, okay, what are the healthy habits that I want to keep?
Right.
And so that's really what I've been doing with a lot of people recently.
Yeah. I almost wonder if living somewhere in the middle mm-hmm. there, it kind of goes along with, I think, what I've heard you say before, really trying to find something that is as nutrition, you know, the most nutrition focused diet you can do
and sustain.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, I think one of the myths kind of nutrition is that if we eat healthy, it's not going to taste good.
That's not right. I will say that is not true.
It's not true at all.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've been encouraging people recently. I think I'll use vegetables as an example. We mm-hmm. get into these ruts, right, where we kind of eat the same things. Vegetables is a perfect example where we just eat kind of the same vegetables over and over. And so we get really tired of them. So making some, you know, different ways to prepare the vegetables, yeah. finding new recipes, that can be really helpful.
I know that, you know, different vegetables have different tastes, but so to me, so many of them really it's what you put on them.
Yeah.
That makes the difference.
Yeah.
So
And you know, Steve, I wasn't here for a couple months because we actually did a trip to Greece. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I noticed there was they use so many herbs and spices mm-hmm. in their foods that you have all these fresh foods, but they taste delicious because they're seasoned really well.
And it's really a Mediterranean thing, isn't it? It seems like, because what I hear about Greece,
yeah.
I experienced when I was in Israel.
Yeah.
The colors and mm-hmm. fresh, it just so, it was delicious.
Yeah. And it's so much more appetizing looking at a plate with mm-hmm. so many different colors and textures than it is, you know, just looking at a plate of steamed broccoli or something.
Right. Yeah. And you know what? I'm good with steamed broccoli with a little salt and pepper.
Yeah.
And you and I were talking about this off the air, but the other thing, how important is it to, if you're going to cook your vegetables, to really hit that al dente where, you know, it's a balance between raw and mushy.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is an interesting question because a lot of people ask me this a lot. Should I eat my vegetables raw or cooked? Right. Well, again, I think one answer is not correct here.
Yeah.
Right. Because we know that a healthy diet includes a good variety.
And what will you eat?
Yeah. Yeah. So I think both. I think, you know, sometimes eat your broccoli steamed, sometimes eat it raw. Mm-hmm. You're going to get different nutrients from each way that you prepare those vegetables. And that's, you know, that's true with all of our vegetables. So it's again, just kind of enforcing that variety. And then too, we don't get bored of it, right? If we're eating it different ways, mm-hmm. then we're much more likely to actually enjoy good nutrition.
Now I'm curious, because if you have, because you do a real nice job with preparing. Look, I'm looking at your website. Here comes a real colorful dish. But you provide at no cost. There's recipes
yeah.
you can go and see.
Yeah.
I know there's times where I've gotten, I've gotten frozen and fresh, but where I had a special container that was made for microwaving with a little bit of water in it to steam
yeah.
vegetables, and because it's so quick. I've kind of gone that way, but have you found quick, easy ways to prepare vegetables?
Yeah, I think actually your example is perfect. I actually have a microwave steamer also, and I mm-hmm. use it fairly often. My other favorite way to prepare vegetables is roasting them in
yeah.
the oven.
Or on the grill.
Or on the grill. It gives it just a nice sweet taste, and it just, they can be so delicious that way. So I think it's helpful to find a way that you really enjoy preparing vegetables and use that to your advantage. You know, vegetables are tasty.
And, you know, I'm one who likes to grill. And guys, if you're a griller, and here we are in the midst of summer, towards the end, but still plenty of time for grilling outside. They've gotten so good at the different accessories available, the mesh things to put veggies in and include them on the grill. With your protein,
yep.
Or your tofu, whatever you're grilling.
Yeah, they even make these thermometers that you can just stick in there, you know, and then it connects to an app on your phone
yeah.
to tell you when it's done, you know. So, yeah, we've got some cool gadgets now.
And I know you have the recipes on the website. Do you have any kind of cooking insight like we just shared?
Yeah, good question. So I do have lots of other helpful articles. I published one a couple months ago called Meal Planning 101. So if you're not very good at meal planning, here are some great ways that you can just get started, some easy ways. And then, of course, in my recipes, I always have some cooking tips depending on what the recipe is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, as we mentioned at the top of our discussion today, our guest in studio, Jennifer Bryant, certified dietitian, licensed dietitian?
No, actually, the exact title is registered dietitian nutritionist.
And her website is nourishednutritioncounseling.com. And if you missed it also, she, along with Gina Cordova, a certified fitness instructor with riseandabidewellness.com, they're having another free workshop, Wellness in the Word workshop, for you ladies at Center City Church on September 23rd. That's at 423 4th Street. I'm going to say that's between Central and Lomas. Is it Northeast?
Southwest, actually.
Okay, it's south, just south of Central, a few blocks, and on the west side of the street at 9 a.m., and that will be posted on both nourishnutritioncounseling.com and riseandabidewellness.com. One of the things I wanted to ask is what sets you apart as a dietitian from other dietitians? You know, you mentioned from a biblical perspective.
Mm-hmm.
How important is that?
Well, I think as Christians, I think it's really important, because what I see a lot in all my clients is that we tend to sort of have motivation for a short time, but then we lose it after a while, right? And so the common question I get is, how do we stay motivated? And so I really think the Bible speaks a lot to that. You know, we have themes of patience, perseverance all throughout the Bible. And then there's also some clear commands to take care of our bodies.
Right.
And so I think that's a really strong message to keep our motivation going.
You know, the other thing, and I'm going to, I think, speak for you, and get, you know, you can amen or correct me. We have Brian Cochran in studio with us weekly during our Friday financial updates from John Moore Associates. One of the things he really reminds us of is, you know, people say, well, my money, my, when really it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that we have is from God, is from Him.
Yes.
And I would say that
amen.
from your perspective, our bodies are included in that.
Right.
So it is His.
Right.
His temple.
It's a gift from Him, yeah. Right? That we are using while we're here on this earth. And so we want to take care of it in the best way we know how.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, what would you tell someone who's tried this mm-hmm. or that, or you know, maybe even exactly what you're talking about, mm-hmm. And is a point where they're discouraged. I can't. Mm-hmm. I can't.
Mm-hmm.
They're just giving in, kind of throwing in the towel. What would you tell them?
Yeah.
How would you encourage them?
Good question. So two things come to mind. One is, I think that all of our motivation, what we were just talking about, comes from a thankfulness for our body. And so I guess I would ask, are you actually thankful for the body that the Lord has given you? And then, you know, if not, maybe exploring that question and asking the Lord to give you a newfound sense of thankfulness. Once we have that, we are motivated to take care of it. So that's really the first step, is kind of cultivating that gratitude for our bodies. And then the second thing I would say is, you know, 99% of my clients who feel like they can't stick with something, it's because they did too big of changes.
Mm.
Okay. So what's one small thing you could start today? You know, don't wait till Monday. Don't wait till January. Mm-hmm. Right. But today, what could you do different? It doesn't have to be a huge plan. It doesn't have to be a huge change. What's something small and then building on that?
Okay. I told you off the air, one of the things that I know I can be better at is activity,
mm-hmm.
you know, moving.
Yes.
The body's made to move, you know, and I park in the lot at Calvary Church, pretty big parking lot. I could park farther from from my office, and instead of making a straight line to where I'm walking in the office, it's a good sized campus.
Yeah. Maybe so walk around the building once.
Have a nice walk.
Yeah.
Each, you know what? That's one small step and easy to do.
Yeah. And you know, you said it too, Steve, that we don't have to think of movement in a negative way, right? We feel better mm-hmm. when we move.
Yeah.
So parking further away isn't something that you should do because you're supposed to.
I'll get less dings in my car.
Yeah, well, that's true. But it's something, it's now something you want to do because right. you know you feel better when you do it.
Yeah.
Right? So yeah. it's a mindset change.
Yeah. And if you're like me and you've kind of, you know, different times, different ages, different seasons, up and down, maybe with weight.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, you know, when I'm heavier, it hurts.
Yeah.
It hurts when I, you know, when we go on a vacation and, you know, when we go on vacation, we always do like 3 or 4 times the amount of steps or more.
Yeah.
And I recall one time going on a vacation after taking off some weight
mm-hmm.
And doing a same walk that I knew I had done and coming back and go, that was easy.
Right.
And it does feel good.
Right.
And it is something to focus on. So when we head that way, it encourages us to keep doing
right.
What we need to. Well, again, we've been visiting with Jennifer Bryant with NourishNutritionCounseling.com, and she and Gina Cordova with RiseAndAbideWellness.com will be having the Wellness in the Word workshop on September 23rd, that Saturday morning at 9 o'clock at Center City Church, 423 4th Street Southwest.
Yes.
And Gina, thanks again for your time, and we look forward to having you in. Oh, God willing, Gina back in.
Perfect.
All right.
Thank you.
Stay with us. Coming up later, we're going to talk about imagineabq.com and ABQ Day here in Albuquerque. That's coming up in September as well. Next, though, an update from Adelante and how you can get certified on all those high-tech computer things. We'll get to that next after the break on ABQ Connect.